This is your boy Doug Stewart, one half of the Two Live Stews. Check out my brand new daily show and podcast that airs live Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's the Doug Stewart Show daily at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're not stewing, what in the world are you doing? So if you on social media, Facebook, Twitter, or whatever, you've seen the pictures. Sierra, who's dating Russell Wilson, the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks, went out to one of their training camps and had the kid out there, which is, first of all, is breaking some type of man law that you let your wife come to two-a-days. Maybe during the season, you know, you just casually come in, but two-a-days is like all work and it's hot as hell. I can't remember a picture of a wife, girlfriend coming to two-a-days and hanging out in the field. I mean, so she's definitely out of pocket for that. But the whole controversy is she comes to this training camp and she's got her son, who is not Russell Wilson's son. It's the rapper Future's son. Kids running up and grabbing Russell Wilson's leg like he is daddy. And I just think the whole thing is just, once again, out of pocket. And I think Sierra knew exactly what she was doing. She's trying to play that man and the two dudes against each other, whatever, start some type of artificial beef. And then she like headlines. She like drama anyway. She's in the entertainment industry. So I think the whole thing was contrived. And Busta Award goes to Sierra.
Are you kidding me
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, go ahead, Tree. Busta Award to her ass. A big ass Busta Award to Sierra.
We only have 60 seconds. And what I got to say, I mean, how you going to just get into her head? First of all, we don't even know how long they've been dating.
Right.
Secondly, kids can feel energy. Have you seen Future? Like, if he was my daddy,
what's wrong?
I might run the other way.
What?
Okay. Russell is easy on the eyes. His spirit is really soft.
Here you go.
Maybe that baby ran to him.
Look, we ain't gonna have but so much of this light-skinned love around here, okay? You already started with the Michael Ealy, and now Russell Wilson. This ain't National Light-Skinned Brother Day around here. Not on the Doug Stewart Show.
You cannot accuse that woman of doing anything but moving the F on. She's moving forward with her life.
Well, it didn't sit right with me and a lot of dudes in this country. She wrong for that. She shouldn't even put the baby in that situation. She shouldn't have put him in that situation. Okay, unless they get married next week. If they were getting married next week, I would understand it. Because the kid's going to obviously be in the little boy's life from now on. But, I mean, hell, it could be done tomorrow. And you got your little boy getting attached to this dude. He's just a dude. She wrong for that, man. Bust the award to her ass.
The Doug Stewart Show.
A lot of interesting chat out there today. Yes, sir. These off-sports topics, man, are they're pretty good, man. We talking about women beating the hell out of each other. Taking your son around an arbitrary dude.
An arbitrary dude. A dude that wants to honor her by not having full-on sex with her, because I know they're doing something. A dude that wants to honor her.
Tree, what I'm saying about arbitrary dude, what I mean by that is, unless Russell Wilson is going to marry this chick next week and he's going to be in this kid's life for the rest of his life, you know, when they're broken up and when he's not thinking about her and she's not thinking about him, yes, he will be in the category of an arbitrary dude. That's my point about that. I feel, and this is my personal opinion, and I've been in the situation kind of sort of the opposite way with my oldest daughter. I just don't want no arbitrary dudes around my kids, Tree. And once again, if his intentions are to marry her next week and he's going to be in this kid's life, then that's fine. Then the whole, you know, narrative changes. But obviously this kid is becoming attached to just an arbitrary dude, Tree. As of right now, he's in the category. And if they break up, which they probably are, I don't see Russell Wilson marrying that chick, but maybe I'm wrong. If they break up, in that kid's mind, 20 years from now, hey, Mom, why you had me hugging up on the leg of an arbitrary dude?
Okay, I don't want to ruin our friendship, but what I'm about to say, if ninjas, males, care that much, then they need to do more surveying, more research before they ride raw. because when you ride raw, you run the risk of possibly not liking that person afterwards anymore. Or some of y'all check out just because it's hard or whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. But make the application process a little bit more detailed and a little bit longer if you really are that broken up by the fact that she moved on with someone else and he's filling in, so to speak.
Like the old people say, it's just out of pocket. It's just out of pocket. And you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show. Scotty. Come on, Tree. Sierra isn't a victim. She has to love her child's best interest in mind at all times. She's confusing the kid. Right. That's the main issue. Is if
he
they're
is
not
a baby.
Okay. If they're not, if they're
they
not.
They don't even remember ish.
You don't know. You don't know what that kid remembers. Just because you don't remember at that age don't mean he can't. That kid might be Einstein. That kid might remember everything that happens to him. That's the problem. If they were serious, if they were, you know, if it's already been established that this is going to be a long-term thing, that they're going to spend their life together, that they're going to get married, and the kids are going to be around this guy, I understand that. Well, man, I'd be surprised if they're still dating in a month.
I really cannot wait for God to make a liar out of you. Y'all, carry on, Douglas, the oracle, the great and powerful.
Well, thank you.
You just gonna you gonna declare some old doom and gloom on somebody's relationship?
Yeah, I am. Because I've seen this happen, I don't know, about 1,000 gazillion times. I mean, it's very convenient. It's very convenient. Russell Wilson and Sierra. Sierra? Now, I'm in Atlanta, and I'm a Sierra fan to a degree. But come on, man.
Did you just admit that you're a Sierra fan?
Russell Wilson, and you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show, Russell Wilson just signed a $47 million contract. Let's just put it like this. If I was him, I'd keep my options open.
We need to take a bet, me and you. We got to talk about this another time.
Not the Sierra. We're about to go to a break here. Not the Sierra ain't fine, but Sierra's come a dime a dozen when you're Russell Wilson. And you just signed an $87 million contract, and you're going to get $60 million guaranteed, and you've been to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row.
Okay. It's so negative.
I'd keep my options open if I was that ninja. That's all I'm saying. And he probably thinking the same thing. Well, maybe not. Maybe he wants to get settled down. You got to think he wants some of that nootsie. Because they said they're not going to do that. They're not going to do the do. Good for you. Sierra? Come on, man.
The Doug Stewart Show.